Jack or Ron, when you come around, we'll ask you to stow the high gain on our call, and we'll be wanting Omni Bravo.
Roger. And are you ready for the Trotting Gourmet's report?
Roger, everybody's here with all ears.
Okay, the CDR today had scrambled eggs and three bacon squares and a can of peaches and pineapple drink for breakfast. And then later on in the day, he had peanut butter, jelly, and bread with a chocolate bar and some dried apricots. The LMB had scrambled eggs and four bacon squares and orange drink and cocoa for breakfast. And potato soup, two peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And a cherry bar and an orange drink. Matinee idol of a Spaceship America had scrambled eggs, bacon squares, peaches, cinnamon toast, orange juice, and cocoa for breakfast. That's how he keeps his form. And for lunch, he had a peanut butter sandwich and citrus beverage. And that's it, since there's nobody else up here.
Roger, we copy that. We'd like you to stow the high gain at this time, and Omni Bravo. Jack, we appreciate all your information, and we'd like to just pass on some recommendations here from the ground that we'd like you to keep on with your regular menu as much as possible, and if you do cut anything off, we'd like you to concentrate on eating the meats, the juices, and the fruitcake, which are the most effective for maintaining your electrolyte balance.
Shooting at eating it all, just a lot of food, that's all.
Right, we understand, Jane. Also on that group of foods, peanut butter is great for electrolyte balance also, so you're doing okay.
I knew it was good for something. Couldn't be that good without being good for something.
I think we're all trying to make a concentrated effort also to keep quite a bit of water down.
Roger, I understand. Real fine.
This is Apollo Control at 44 hours, 18 minutes. Flight Surgeon John Ziegelschmidt is pleased with the food report for today. Apollo 17 is 147,306 nautical miles from Earth, traveling at a speed of 3,481 feet per second.